You're listening to Leadership Podcast, a series of short, insightful discussions with experts in the field of volunteer leadership. Brought to you by the AREA Center for Leadership Development and the Center for Association Leadership. Your interviewer is Elaine LaChapelle.
I'm speaking with Todd Maffin. He's one of North America's leading experts on the strategic use of social media in business. He's reported on national technology trends on CBC Radio, and he writes a technology newsletter for media and businesses around the world. Hi, Todd. Welcome.
Great. Thank you very much, Elaine.
Now, we know that we should network on Facebook as leaders, but many people also keep in touch with family and friends through their Facebook account, and so it can get a little awkward using the same account. How should somebody manage this?
It's a good question, and you know, I mean, one of the things that sort of I think a lot of people do when they first start is they have an account for their personal ones, you know, John Smith Realtor for professional and John Smith. Well, Facebook will catch you. They know that you're doing this, and they only want you to have one. So there's a way inside Facebook to create lists, and I don't want to get too nerdy on you, even though I am a nerd. But you can, when you accept someone, you can actually say, this person I want to go on a specific list, and you can set up these lists. So you can have one for friends, you can have one for colleagues. I recommend if you're just starting out, you know, if you don't have a lot of time, and realtors and board directors are not exactly awash with time these days, just set up three lists, one for close family members, one for friends, and one for business contacts. So now you can do things like if let's say your board has is coming out with some with a new great session or seminar for the members on the board, you can promote it. You can say that on your Facebook page and have it only visible by people on your business list. So similarly, if you have a child suddenly, you know, you can yell out, it's a boy, if you want to, and that would only appear on your friends. And I've got about 30 lists, actually, and I post to different things, but it's very, I call it friend splitting, but it's really effective in doing it that way.
That's a great solution, because I've seen a few instances where they needed a solution.
They certainly have photographs. And
That's right. Now, every social media nerd tells realtors that they need to have a blog, and I'm not sure they're all convinced. What's your feeling about that?
And I was one of those nerds, Elaine. I must confess. You know, I mean, I suffer from the shiny object syndrome. You know, now that I've had some time working with realtors over the last 10 years and learning about sort of the business and really the busyness of this profession, you really can't go into these things if you're not going to keep it up on a fairly regular basis. And by that, I mean, you know, even something as simple as once a week, twice a week, it's not good enough to just use a blog for promotion in the same way that it's not good enough to use a Twitter account or to use a Facebook page or your profile. If all you're doing is promoting your listings on there, honestly, don't even bother. Don't even bother. It's called social media for a reason. Now, the problem with blogs is that they are, of the social media, I would say they are the least social. There's not a very easy mechanism to subscribe to getting new content. There is something called an RSS feed, but it's still kind of in the domain of a lot of geeks. So I would say if for the most part, if realtors have to pick and choose which ones that they're going to go into, spend your time on Facebook. Now, does that mean you have to be doing this yourself? No, you absolutely don't. You know, hire a keener. Maybe if you've got a large company that you hang your realtor shield under, you know, maybe it's an intern, a marketing student who does it for you. Maybe it's your 12-year-old who, you know, can probably run circles around you on these sites. But if nothing else, you know, I would say commit to going in, maybe just diarize it every Monday morning, to go in twice a week, Monday and Thursday morning, to go onto your Facebook page or your Twitter account and just post something really simple. You know, maybe one out of three or four times you post something, it is a listing. And talk about it in human language. You know, don't just take the little blurb you wrote for MLS, copy it and paste it in, because I mean, you know, you're limited in what you can say in these MLS listings to begin with. You want to be able to use this kind of, you know, talk about it in rich flowing language. And then the other two or three posts you put in there in the course of the week, talk about things like how the market is doing. How are things in the neighborhoods that you compete in? If you deal with a particular niche, like let's say you focus on small families, or let's say that you focus on first-time home buyers, you know, go talk to these people, you know. In Facebook, post a little thing saying, I just had a really interesting conversation this weekend with someone who was looking for a home. That's the kind of stuff, that's social, right? That's the kind of stuff that will give people a reason to follow you. This is not advertising. You know, you're not going to be able to buy an ad. Well, you can buy an ad on Facebook, but, you know, you're not going to be able to buy a full-page ad all over Facebook. You need to give people a reason to visit your page or your Twitter account. And if all you are doing is marketing non-stop listings, it's not good enough.
Right. It's not long-term anyway, is it?
Yeah. No, exactly. It's not long-term. And those folks who may, in fact, be looking for a home and who may, in fact, even select you as the realtor, your job is done after a couple of months. And, you know, hopefully you get another listing from them in a couple of years. But it's that, you know, it's really about that sort of thing. So you build a relationship as a realtor, not by just strictly selling homes and moving on to the next person. Every successful realtor knows this. You build relationships by talking, by you know, sharing success stories and things like that. And that's really where a lot of the strength of this social media stuff is.
Good, good. I've heard of things like ActiveRain, and certainly we know LinkedIn, which have the goal of networking and sharing information. How much time should someone spend on those sites?
ActiveRain being sort of a closed, you can join it, but a community of realtors. LinkedIn as well is sort of a community of business. LinkedIn is sort of like Facebook for business. Those sites have a tendency to become a bit of an echo chamber. If you're spending a lot of time talking to other realtors, you know, that's great for a small portion of your business. If you're spending a little bit more time on it, you know, that's time that you could probably be spent shaking hands with people looking for homes, right? So, and this is one of the unfortunate byproducts of technology, and by people who are in generations, myself included, I'm almost 40, where we're still fascinated by technology. You know, the kids that follow me in their 20s and their, you know, teens are not fascinated by this technology. So, it's about as exciting to them as a refrigerator. You know, it's just not. But we're still fascinated by it, so we'll still go onto these sites and say, wow, you know, this great new networking site, I'm going to put my information and I'm going to spend my time setting up my profile and blah, blah, blah. And all that time really could have been spent showing a house to someone, you know, God forbid. So, you know, I absolutely recommend you get out into at least one or two LinkedIn groups. Don't spend a lot of time in there. Maybe, you know, here's what I recommend. It's hard to say per week what you should do because it will really depend. One good model is to commit one afternoon every month or every 6 weeks or so. You know, sit out on your deck, get a bottle of Merlot on a Saturday afternoon, and just surf. Just mindlessly surf. Don't do any work. Just go onto LinkedIn, look at some of these groups. You will never learn and how to be an active member inside these communities. You won't get the value out of these online communities unless you're almost leisurely poking your way through it. You know, you'll learn by osmosis. If you are rigidly setting up your time where it's like, you know what, you have a specific time you're going to go into and you're going to read the messages that are on LinkedIn, you're not going to have it in the same kind of relaxed pace. You're not going to absorb that knowledge. So ActiveRain, LinkedIn, those kind of businessing networking sites are really good, but they'll be more effective for you if you take a little bit of time and just sort of become part of the community. It's like being a swarm. You know, this is the methodology that I like to talk to realtors about, and real estate boards for that matter, or directors, is we're used to being as these people, that's sort of the top of a flock of birds. You know, you're the front bird, and then you send out a listing, and that gets repeated into MLS, and that gets repeated to media, and that gets repeated out to all the people. Well, there's no flock of birds in social media. There's no one person, i.e. you, the realtor, leading anymore, you know, in this community. It's much more like a swarm of bees now. And if you watch a swarm of bees, the way, I'm talking literally bees, the way that they move, you'll sometimes see the swarm move around and then boom, they'll like suddenly jerk in a different direction and then 20 seconds later they'll jerk into another direction. What's happened is a leadership position is handed off. A new bee has taken control of the leadership. But those bees are trusted members in the swarm. So if you're not a trusted member inside your swarm, right? If you are not a realtor that is participating on ActiveRain, even just a little bit, if you are not answering questions on your Facebook page that you set up, if you're not doing these kind of things, even just at a small level, you are not a trusted member in those communities. You will not find success in social media.
Oh, excellent advice. Excellent advice.
And what I know a horrible way to go out on,
no,
too.
I know there's so much more to it, but we're out of time. I've been speaking with Todd Maffin on effective member communication using social media, and his site has lots of great information on it. It's called socialmediamarketingforrealtors.com. Thanks so much, Todd.
Thank you, Elaine.
You've been listening to Leadership Podcast. To subscribe to this podcast, go to aria.com/leadership or calt.ca.